The Gist. It's great to see Yale researcher Inderjit Singh with his invasive exercise machine work in the long COVID field. The ability of invasive exercise studies to assess both arterial, oxygen-rich blood coming from the heart and venous depleted blood after it has passed through the muscles' blood means that they can tell us what happened to the blood as it goes through the muscles during exercise. This is the first invasive exercise study to use metabolomics, the study of metabolism, in an invasive exercise study, because metabolites power the Krebs cycle, which provides essential factors to the electron transport chain, which produces ATP. A breakdown in metabolism could be behind the reduced energy production found in these diseases. The cardiovascular findings were as expected. They found that the muscles of long COVID patients were not getting normal amounts of oxygen or energy. Because the muscles were not using up oxygen, the levels of oxygen found in the blood after it passed through the muscles was almost 10 times higher than that normally found. Peak energy production was reduced and the long COVID patients began to rely on anaerobic energy production at an exercise level comparable to having to walk upstairs. Far earlier than in healthy people, the pattern found suggested that mitochondrial problems were to blame. A net extraction of 9 amino acids from the bloodstream suggested that the muscles of the long COVID patients had become depleted and were turning to the bloodstream to capture amino acids. A large increase in the consumption of purine inosine suggested once again that long COVID patients relied more on anaerobic metabolisms and suggested that its breakdown products were interfering with the mitochondria. A major takeaway from the study was its finding that both the aerobic and anaerobic energy production pathways in long COVID have been blunted. High levels of succinate suggested that a slowdown of the Krebs cycle might be causing succinate to accumulate in the mitochondria and subsequently get released into the bloodstream. The authors proposed that purine metabolism may serve as a potential novel treatment target, but didn't mention specific treatments. Asking several AI engines which purine inhibitors might be helpful in diseases with exercise intolerance and post-exertional malaise uncovered a wide variety of drugs which might be helpful, most of which I've never heard of. Interestingly, the AI engine specifically mentioned ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, and long COVID as diseases that might benefit from these drugs. See the blog for those drugs. Cerimin, a drug which Dr. Navio has championed with regards to ME/CFS, was not among them because it's a different kind of purine inhibitor. Cerimin doesn't block purine metabolism, but blocks purine receptors from activating.